Thank you. I'm so glad you found it for me. Well, I did manage to find the seal on my own. Sadly, I couldn't find the key anywhere.
Okay, but... why are you here?
You seem so surprised. You see, we've been searching for this seal for some time now, my dear. So the fact that I'm standing before you is just a matter of course. This is a
Bishop Romani Conti and your mother you truly want to know about. There's no need to worry. They're completely safe, I assure you. No harm has come to either of them whatsoever.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Neither the worshippers nor I wish pain and suffering on anybody. The only thing that we're interested in is the seal.
And does that mean when you're finished with whatever you need it for, you'll leave the forest? And you'll go without doing mean things to the people who live here?
Yes, of course. We've no wish to make any unnecessary sacrifices. So please, give me the key.
The key?
Yes, that's right, my child. Since this seal is shaped like a door with a giant lock, naturally it can't be open without one. Furthermore, I believe you're in possession of it.
I don't know what you mean!
Hiding it from me would be quite an unwise decision.
I'm not, I promise! I really don't know anything, okay? I've never even heard of this key! Nobody gave me one!
Is that so? Then unfortunately, I'll have to turn this entire forest over till I find it.
Wait! I'll do it! I'll open the seal for you!
You will? Oh, I'm so relieved. That's wonderful. Then I was right. You really had the key, didn't you? After all, it only makes sense. You are the witch's daughter, obviously.
I'm what?
Now, to the seal, if you don't mind. As soon as the door is unlocked and open, we'll leave, as I told you we would. Simply focus on the lock. Imagine you are its key.
I'm the key.
Am I to assume that you see it now?
You mean, you can't see it?
Not at all, though that's not surprising. It's only given to the one who's deemed qualified to be in its possession. Well, what are you waiting for? Open it, and then your wish will be granted.
Amelia, promise me.
I can't open it.
Why not?
Because I made a promise.
Did you? Well, promises are very important. Especially ones kept with your mother, of course. However, sometimes a decision has to be made, even if it means breaking your word with another. Knowing there are two hopes before you, which do you seek?
I'm confused. What do you mean?
One is the hope that you'll keep your promise, while also getting us to leave, and overcoming this hardship. The other is the hope that by breaking your promise and opening the seal, you'll still somehow resolve all of this harmoniously. Which path of fate will you choose to walk? The decision lies on your shoulders.
I made a vow to my mother. I'm going to keep my promise. I have to. I love her.
I understand, child. She's your guiding light, and you trust her to the very end, don't you? That has determined your answer. It's the difficult decision your soul has led you to. And I thoroughly respect that. But in turn, I need for you to accept my decision that the seal will be opened. By any means necessary.
Pandora!
It's dangerous to attack without observing your surroundings.
Amelia! Why are you here? You should be out of the forest by now!
It's obvious. Do you not find it a bit cruel to ask her why? She came here out of her concern for you, because she wished to help you and keep you safe from harm. When each of you has the same facial expression, your resemblance is even clearer. Truly mother and daughter.
I am not Amelia's mother, you monster! My sister-in-law gave her that precious face!
Ah, is that so? I ask for your forgiveness, then. Touching. Her real parents must be pleased with the way their daughter turned out.
You can say what you want to me, but don't you dare speak of this to!
Simply rampaging wildly and refusing to talk will only make you tired. You should calm down and listen. We need to have a discussion regarding—
Keep your mouth shut! No, Amelia! Wait, I didn't mean to! I would never—
Your reality is plagued with confusion. Can't you direct that emotion to the one you despise? I would never tell you to love all people as you love your daughter. But there are things that can change with a little empathy and benevolence.
That's ridiculous! You're insane! Who would listen to something like you?
Then why not try another way? Have your daughter do what I wish using your own words instead of mine. I've verified my suspicion that she possesses the key, but she hasn't shown any desire to try and open the door, because she wishes to keep her oath with you. Well, I'll promise you this. If the seal is finally opened, then we'll leave this forest and do nothing further. Promises. Such a nice word, isn't it?
I'm so sorry, Amelia. Sorry for putting you through all this. Did you come here alone? Where's Archie?
I'm not sure. He told me to run toward the white flowers between the trees. So I did! I ran and didn't look back!
Amelia, I'm proud of you. Thank you for having the courage to keep your word to me. What a good girl. What a good girl.
Mother! Mother, I'm sorry! I just wanted—
None of that now. I'm so proud of you, sweetheart. You're such a treasure to me.
What beautiful motherly love. I'm deeply moved by it. How special. I feel lucky to see such a display of emotion.
I won't open the seal, and I won't let you have her. Now get ready. It's time to turn into an ice statue and die!
I finally caught up to you! Come on!
Goose!
Miss Fortuna!
Alhuma!
should be more than enough this time! Miss Fortuna! You need to be careful! Keep your guard up! I'll make sure that she's...
Like you...
Miss Amelia, what are you... No, it can't be.
None of this is your fault. You were in a blind rage. You mistook what you saw.
It can't be! It can't be! It can't be! It can't be! What did I just do? What did I just do? Impossible! Why did I do this?
That's simple. It was all for love. You offered up your very soul for a chance to save the one you cared about more than anybody. All that you've done was the result of that emotion. A beautiful, wonderful symbol of love.
Love. Love. Love.
Yes. Love. There's nothing for you to fear. Love. And nothing to regret. This inevitable path was the one you've chosen. This is what it was leading to. And all the love that you're feeling is not wrong.
It's for love. It's for love.
Amelia.
Yes, Mother?
Dear brother, I'm sorry I let you down.
Don't say that.
I couldn't do any of the things you wanted and told me to do. I know your wife will be so angry. I failed her. She'll never forgive me.
I'll forgive you. Is that okay? You're my mother, and I love you. You've always taken care of me. You loved me just as much as my mom and dad did. And I knew no matter what, you were by my side. There's nothing you need to say you're sorry for. Nothing at all. Your Amelia will always care for you. So much! So much! Mother Fortuna! I love you! I love you! I love you! I love you!
Mother? My little crybaby. Love you so very much.
Now then, does this mean you're ready to choose the hope that you'll break the seal?
What do you mean? I don't...
The circumstances have changed because the mother you made your promise to has sadly passed away. Since you're no longer shackled by any vows, I assumed your decision would be a bit easier. What do you say?
I say die.
What a dangerous thing to do.
Die.
What about that? Please calm yourself. We can talk it over until you under-
I said die.
Such viciousness from a tender-hearted child. Your mother would be sad if
you- Now die.
This is quite a problem. It's having the opposite effect.
Just die. 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 Die!
It's a shame when my wish is just out of reach, but it's time to end this for today. To continue beyond your current state might force you into the impossible.
You need to die! You need to die! die! You need to die! Just die!
At the rate you're going, I'd say there's a high likelihood that you'll fall into a deep sleep soon. The power you're releasing will envelop this forest with frozen soil that will never thaw. Either your mana will eventually run dry, or it'll be offset at some point. But that could only happen through someone with power comparable to yours. Until then...
You need to die! You need to die!
Sorry, but I won't be doing that. As surely as the seasons change, as surely as snow melts and the glacial period ends, we will meet again. However, it would make me sad if you still hated me when that day arrives. So to make sure that doesn't happen, your memories thus far will end with today as you forget my existence. Fill the empty void that's left behind however you wish. And indeed, you did your very best to keep your promise to your mother. I'd be pleased if you'd engrave that in your heart and remain torn between duty and your own regret forever. I look forward to the day when our two paths cross once again.
If you blame yourself for falsifying your memories, I'd say you're barking up the wrong tree altogether. The one you saw all those years ago was the Witch of Vanity. I'm certain it was her authority that padded out your distorted recollections.
Regarding Pandora, could I ask you about her?
I have been known to seek out conversations with others, but in your case, I have no interest in digressions.
I see. All right. I'm responsible for turning them all into ice. And I did it when they were struggling to try and rescue me.
By recalling the past, you saw the end of your anguish. The only thing that remains is to give your answer.
To what? Do you mean the trial?
The first one comes to a conclusion whenever you find the courage necessary to part with your greatest regret, either by accepting or rejecting that which is your past self. The fact remains that the repercussions of your own sin caused your mother, your friends, and your family to turn into a collection of ice statues. Your determination to save them can't even be called idealistic. Ultimately, it was no more than a dream. So what could possibly be left for you?
Well, that's simple. It's all so clear to me now. Mother loved and protected me as if I was her own, which is why I wanted to do everything within my power to see that she was rescued. I wanted to sleep in her arms again, together in the same bed. I wanted to tell her over and over how much I loved her.
Are you saying you feel contrite?
No, of course not. Why would I? I stood my ground, refused to yield, and kept my promise. I don't regret it. If I'm disappointed about anything, it's that I wasn't strong enough at that age. Wasn't smart enough to do better. But I'll never regret keeping the solemn vow I made with Mother and not giving in to what Pandora wanted, not for a single day. Because... Mother told me in the very end, she was proud of me for keeping my promise to her. She said that I was her greatest treasure.
But given that you can't save her now, doesn't that mean you've completely lost your reason to fight?
No, I don't see it that way. While I couldn't rescue Mother, I can't say that for certain about everyone else yet. They're still sleeping in the ice, waiting for me to finally set them free. And I'm the only one who's able to do it.
The forest was contaminated by the Black Serpent. Even if you thaw the frozen soil, what if their bodies have become corroded by disease? What if none of the land your people owned for generations remains?
You're just imagining the worst. They're all hoping to be released. I need to wake each of them up soon and let them scold me. Then they'll smile and tell me they're so happy I'm still alive.
What a foolish delusion.
Not at all. It's the prediction of a bright future. Mother told me that one day, each of us would leave the forest and have the chance to live out normal lives. In exactly the same way we were friends with Geuse and his people, and the way Subaru confessed that he was in love with me. The world where Geuse and Mother should have walked side by side will come. There's no doubt about it.
Are the villagers who turned into ice statues in this imaginary world too? All the ones you froze and have long since abandoned?
Yes, each one of them. And I'll apologize, over and over, till they choose to forgive me. After my apologies have been accepted, I can show them all a beautiful world. Then, tell them we don't need to live in hiding anymore. They'll see that this is the world Mother Fortuna told us about. I'll sing my dreams till my throat goes dry. That way, even Mother up in the skies above will hear me. I'll tell her that I'm going to live happily in the world she dearly loved for the rest of my life.
I understand. Yes, it's clear to me now. I thought I understood before, but this exceeds my expectations. You really are that pushy, insolent, brazen, and delusional. The peak of hypocrisy.
Maybe. Is that bad?
Your trial's officially over. Regardless of its rather self-absorbed ending, your past has most definitely been settled. Continue using your mother's sacrifice as an excuse, then her martyrdom will see your pompous wish to the very end.
Say what you want to try and hurt me. It's fine. I'm used to your constant insults by now.
One trial down and two more remain. I must say, I'm sincerely looking forward to more of your pathetic struggling.
Huh? Hold on. I still have more trials to go through? There's two more. So that's three in all?
Don't worry. I doubt the next ones will pose that much of a challenge for you.
Oh, they won't?
Now that you've been fighting back, they'll likely be quite a poor fit. In a sense, you've abandoned all thought entirely.
Oh, wow. That's really mean.
Well, I do despise you, remember?
That may be true, but I don't hate you half as much as you hate me. Appreciate it. Mother Fortuna, I'm so sorry. Mother, I'm so sorry.
Sorry to push you like that, but you told me a lot more than I expected. Thank you.
I've had this fear for some time, that removing the barrier would trample upon the wishes of Ryusu Mare, the ancestor to each one of us.
I get how you feel, but I have total confidence in Amelia, so when she aces the trial with flying colors and everything works out the way that it should, we'll be able to call the whole world a sanctuary.
Then I will leave these matters to you, Yang-Su.
Just take it easy. Your wish of 400 years is on me now. Okay then, I'd like to let Shima rest for a while. Hey, Rom, you think you can take care of that for me?
Old Hag Shi's hideout would be better than Old Hag Ryu's place for a little downtime. I can go with him and make sure.
Whoa, wait a minute, Garfield. I don't think you should be pushing yourself yet either. We need to let Miss Rom and Miss Ryuzu handle this.
Really?
Listen, if a brute like you charged at Miss Shima and interrupted her rest, then it would defeat the purpose entirely.
I suppose I should go too, as suggested.
Thank you, I would appreciate that very much. I'd feel guilty leaving Miss Ryuzu in the care of two men who clearly lack any shred of empathy.
That's right. Hang on here, you weren't counting me as one of those two men, were-
So then, I guess Miss Rom must have sensed what's likely to happen?
Well, the fact that she just overlooked- No, wait. The fact she was willing to help us at all meant there was reason to keep hoping.
That's enough, you guys. I can't take it anymore. Don't just walk around and talk in code, ignoring me like one guy with 10 Morgrelo.
We'd both be stuck if you left us behind, and since Rom is an unknown variable, I wanted her out of the group.
Wait, you what? Hang on. I don't understand a damn thing that you're saying anymore.
Okay, listen. We're on our way to pay a visit to Margrave Mathers now.
Huh?
And you have two arms plus both of us dragging you down. That should be enough to get there, right?
We just need to make it back before Amelia comes out, because there's no way I want to miss that.
Well, look who we have here. Never did I expect you to stop by at a time like this. What brings you to my humble abode at this hour?
Look at you. Greeting us in full makeup, huh? It's embarrassing when you're that eager to see us.
You may make such commentary and pointed judgments if you wish, but let me remind you that you're the one who said the next time we met I should be made up again.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I did say that.
But in any event, my grand attire along with these cosmetics are my way of preparing for a fight I can't lose.
I see. So it's literally your uniform and war paint.
Enough about me, Subaru. Let's get back to what brings you here.
Well, I think you should know by now that the game board you set up so carefully is completely falling apart.
Yes, indeed I do. And seeing who you've brought with you tells me that the situation has changed. I must say, they've certainly succeeded in taming you, haven't they, Garfield?
What?
Easy, boy. The one who concerns me the most among you is actually...
You mean, is it me?
From the moment you came into this room, I wondered. Just who could this cloaked lad be anyway?
Damn, Otto, imagine that. You actually got left out of the prophecy foretelling the future.
That doesn't make me feel good at all, and it's pretty hard to hide how shocked I am that none of this makes sense.
Clearly, somebody like this is here as a witness to the battle between Subaru and me. Interesting. His mere presence must mean that I...
Now you're getting it. The first gears come out of alignment.
Huh?
Everything you've been setting up so very carefully has been disrupted by an unknown factor. That's starting to change the flow. All thanks to my insignificant friend here, who isn't even mentioned anywhere in the prophecy.
Apologies, but would you mind telling me your name again?
My name is Otto Suen, and I feel honored to have this rare opportunity to make your acquaintance, truly. Even though I'm nothing more than a humble merchant, it's my great pleasure.
I shall remember that then, Otto Suen. The next time we meet, you will not be overlooked. This, I can assure you.
Way to go. Good for you, Otto. You left a bigger impression on Roswell than ever, like you hoped for.
This wasn't how I wanted him to remember me, though. This whole situation is just weird.
So thanks to him, you managed to make it back on your feet, thus finding the spirit and backbone needed for the last fight.
That about covers it. But yeah, you're right, Otto. It does seem kind of weird. Shouldn't it be the main heroine getting me back on my feet instead of someone like you playing that role? Thanks a lot for stepping in and messing everything up.
Why are you acting like all of this is my fault? I don't know why either!
Come on, I'm just kidding, man.
I will ask you once more. Why is it you've come here to see me?
To say you need to surrender. Thanks to Shima, I know the truth now. The real reason behind the sanctuary. And it's time for us to talk about it.